Blog Talk Radio.
It's all on the table, eat up if you're able. 100, give another real me, even if it kills me. 100, I never told you lies until I fell in love with you. I made up in my mind, it was just to protect. Now I feel like such a phony, like I'm not your homie. Cause if I was, I'd keep it real. And now you say you wanna know me, really wanna know me. But after this we gon' see how you feel. If I just give it 100, she wouldn't be cool with everything. If I just give it 100,
everyone. You're joining Real Talk One-on-One with you, and it feels so good, guys, to be back live with you guys today. You know me, working, you know, paying the bills. What more can I do? Gotta eat, gotta sleep, right? Anyways, of course, I'm always working on something phenomenal for you guys to marinate on. You know what I mean? So anyways, you know, people's been pretty much asking me, you know, we got the presidential race going on. So I know you guys been waiting on this show. I've been sending out the blast, and I just haven't really had a lot of time to get focused. But today, I just thought we'd talk a little bit about, just share some of my views, you know, my values, what I really think about what's going on in terms of the campaign and different things like that. Just share some of my convictions, my beliefs, if you will. You know, especially, like I said, people keep asking me, and what's that famous question everybody always, who you voting for, right? Who will you vote for, right? Who are you going to vote for? So I thought I'd just share a few of my insights, some pros and cons and different things like that, hopefully just to help. We can agree to disagree. So please, people, you know, just try to have an open mind. Excuse me, guys. So I just want to offer my perspective. You know, that's what this show is about. You know, we talk about real issues, real challenges, real people, right? Real dialogue, because that's who we are, guys. That's who we are. So anyways, but here's the deal. How do we deal with them? How do we deal with these, the real dialogue, the real issues, the real challenges? Of course, this is a three-part series, guys, because you know what? I'm all about communicating. That's what it's like. So let me just go ahead and move on. As you know, this is a 30-minute show, so I want to get as much in as possible. Hope you guys are have enjoyed what we've put out so far. Life lesson, or just say life insight number one. Are we really, really better off today as we were, say, 12, 15 years ago? I don't know, guys. I don't know. I guess I'm just a little naive in my thinking. You know why? Because we still got hunger going on. We still got homelessness going on. In my opinion, I feel should not be happening. We should not have people still going hungry today. We should not have people still being homeless and jobless today. And so, you know, I don't know. Are we really, truly better off today? Just kind of think about that, you know. But one thing I do know is this. The way to better opportunity, what matters to me is, quote, unquote, the way to better opportunity for all people, for human life, right? A genuine love for life. And I believe that in order to view our country, whoever this candidate may be, or anyone for that matter, in order to view our country through the eyes of God, you know, if we do that, then I believe that will create harmony and healing amongst the land. So I guess what I was meant to say is that in order for someone to do that, they have to view our country through the lens of God's eyes. You know, we have to be able to love people, because that's what our leaders say. We love you. We care for you. Right? Right. So I just feel that, you know, we should, whomever we decide to choose, let's check them out. Let's check out their character. Check out what they're saying, and really should be for all people. You know, I believe that anyone who governs our country and our nation should be for all people, not just a set of people. Because you know what? If you're living and you're breathing and you're in this land of the living, then obviously you're going to need the basic necessities of life, right? So, you know, I just feel that way. That's just my views, some of my perspectives. And I was taught to vote for someone based on the color of their heart, not their skin, but the color of their heart. In other words, vote for their character, their character. Unfortunately, there's always someone not upholding their word. However, I believe it is our responsibility to just search our own hearts, our minds, so that we may not regret our past, our present, or our future decisions, right? How many of us have made decisions based on the way someone looked or based on the way someone talked? They feed us and tell us what we want to hear. But, you know, the word says explicitly that we should judge them by their deeds and their characters. You know, it's just so contradictory today. And so, you know, we got this race going on, y'all, and, you know, you're either going to love it or you're going to hate it. But the inevitable reality is that we can't control people's behaviors or their actions. But guess what? We can control our vote, right? We can control our vote. We can control who we vote for. And so it would not be a bad idea, you know, to just check reviews and do your research thoroughly. Especially on the candidate of your choice, or you may be considering, or whatever, you know, and pray about it, because this is definitely going to be something that's going to either make us or break us. Every decision, well, it's either going to make us or break us, big or small, you know, and so we can't complain, you know, and of course, we have no idea as people. You know, we don't have. You know, we just believe what our candidates are telling us, and hope and pray for the better. But you know, we still have to be able to discern and not just push away certain phrases and things that speak against what a quality of life for all means, right? That's just my personal views, guys. You know, we can agree to disagree. That's what dialogue is all about. You know, did you know that the Republicans and the Democrats alike and all those government officials and leaders, you guys know this, they eat, sleep, they eat, you know, dinners together, they play golf, they socialize with one another. You see what I'm saying? So, they're still friends. I mean, you look at the political campaign and you say, wow, boy. You know, we used to call it rank back in the day. You know, you talk about somebody and you might say something. you might talk about that person more than they talked about you, you know, and cause everybody to laugh and say, oh, God, he ranked on him, right, because he hired in rank in his joke against that person. So we look at that, and that's what this kind of reminds me of, you know. They're just slamming one another, you know. But anyway, those curious to know what I'm feeling, you know, guys, really, here's the real poop, okay? You know, when I get up, rain, sleet, and snow to go to work and make a living, I see so many angry, confused, and sad faces. Why? Because people are angry. Why are many people angry? Why are they angry? Why are people so out of control? Because they're broke and struggling. Come on, you know that. Money make happy people. You know that. Go get some retail therapy in, right? Let's keep it real. I'm keeping it 100. Keeping it 100. Y'all want to know? I'm going to give you the straight poop, right? Because you know what? Without the expression and keeping it real with yourself, you're really living through someone else's eyes. You know what I mean? You have to keep it real with yourself and feel your feelings and know. We were not all created to think alike. That's why we don't look alike, because we were not created to think alike. We were all created to offer up different dialogues and perspectives, because we're all different, and we're not going to always receive that same insight or revelation the way someone else may receive it. Okay, so that's why keeping an open mind is so good. I'm programmed to believe that there are no always white and black areas. There are always will be a gray area in there somewhere. So we have to be a purpose to be open-minded. But that's why people are so angry and mean and hateful and you know, they don't. And I'm not saying everyone's like this, because I know this, but it appears as if the majority of people, they got their hustle going on. They don't care how they hustle, you know, because they're trying to make it. They're trying to make a living. In a sense, you can't blame them. This is why, because they're barely making it. You know, I personally believe our system has been, you know, set up to hustle money from the people. You know, I ain't trying to be funny, but that's what Bernie Sanders camp, you know, that's his message. He's saying, you know, the system's rigged. So we got to think about our candidates. Think about what they're saying. But I've always felt this way. Our system has been set up to hustle money from the people, the poor and the working class, you know. And I also believe that when we compromise our votes based on color and gender, I love Hillary. I would love to see a woman be a president. To me, I just want someone who really, really care about people, genuinely care about people. That's all I want. Someone who can say, hey, you know what? Let's try to make a fair policy for all people. Let's create opportunity and jobs for those who are willing. We can't make those who are not willing. We can only deal with those that are willing to get out and work hard and earn their way up the ladder, not be given anything, really, but to earn their way. But you have to have that opportunity, and from what I see, there are none. Okay? So, unfortunately, you know, if they don't follow through with promises made, and different things like that, then we begin to complain about them, you know, though they failed us and blah, blah, blah. So now, in all fairness, you know, again, we have no control over their actions once they're in office, but we must speak out, continue to voice our concerns for injustices and some of the lies that are told. There's so much going on in our world today that I believe must come to the pass, of course, because I'm more spiritual. So those that are spiritual can certainly resonate with what I'm saying. But according to the prophecy in Revelation, talking about the end times, so I believe that really no matter how we vote, this is just me, guys, God will have the last word. So what he allows will be done. Why? I'm going to tell you why I believe. I believe he's testing the hearts of the men and women today. He's testing our hearts. He's trying to see, are we going to continue to compromise our values, or are we going to continue to do these type of things? So now a little perspective on the candidates just so you guys know, those that have been asking me, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I like Trump. I have to be able to give respect where respect is due, really. He earned this from me in the respect. He's an honest extremist Republican. Okay, he's honest. At least he's not up there telling everybody what they want to hear. He's being Donald Trump, okay? Let's give the man respect for that, all right? Would I vote for him? Probably not, because I want someone who loves people and who wants equality for all, the quality of life for all. No one wants to live like a dog, and I don't understand why we have to be dirt poor to qualify for any help. Why not help me keep my head above water? Why you want me to sink before you can help me? I've never gotten that. I mean, our system is so contradictory. They don't even follow the Constitution because they're leaders and they have the power. You know why? Because it's like they, in my opinion, it's like we're you know, I feel like sometimes I'm treated like a monopoly and I'm being exploited. Because if you don't like me, you're not going to give me a job. It doesn't matter. I come in and I work every day and I work hard every day. If you don't like me and I don't agree with your views, whoa. You know, have you ever been in a situation and someone says, what are you, a Democrat? Or, you know, and again, we can all agree to disagree. We should be able to. Uh-oh, he's a Democrat. He's a socialist. Or, uh-oh, she's a Republican. She's a extremist. Right. Let me just clarify. I don't believe that every Republican is an extremist in terms of racism. There's a difference between racism and prejudice. Okay? There is a difference between the two. I'm going to be honest with you. I can agree with some of the Republican views. I don't believe in abortion, yet I can agree with the Democratic views. A woman should be able to choose. No one wants to be forced. Like this Obamacare, I feel it was forced upon the people. I really do. And that's a whole nother subject. That's a broad subject. But it's not so much about the universal health care. It's about, you know, there are other there could have been other remediations or rectifications that I feel could have applied to this, because no one should be made or taxed. Because if you don't do this, I'm going to take your money. I'm going to tax you. Come on, guys. But see, that's just my view. But then I've had other people say, well, it helped me. Okay, well, you're making $10,000 to $16,000 a year. No one can live off of that. But yet it helped you, because guess what? Yeah, that's a good thing. But what about those who didn't need it or who was doing just fine? See, so it's just really conflicting. It's very broad. We all have our own personal views and perspectives about, you know, life in general. And those are just a few of mine. I'm keeping it 100, guys. I'm keeping it real talk one-on-one with you. Because you know what? We have to be able to understand what's going on in front of us, you know, and just what's going on behind closed doors. You see what I'm saying? So, again, I just believe that what will happen will happen. You know, I don't know. Wrong, it's like I see and feel the evilness of this world, and it's increasing by the day. You know, like I said, everything's just is just being twisted. It's being twisted. How can you take wrong? Like, let's just say wrong has been branded as right, and right's been branded as wrong. So, you know, I just thank God that I was taught to think independently, because without any direction, you will be lost. I'm sorry. It's just like you driving around in a car and you don't know where you're going. Unless you stop and ask for directions, or unless you seek some sort of direction, you know? So it's kind of like being proactive, if you will. So pretty much, guys, got a couple more things I would certainly want to share with you. But I challenge everyone to always just exercise your right by trying to at least stay abreast or involved in the political process. And let's not just... 1 second, I have a caller on the air. 1 second. Caller, are you on?
Hey,
okay,
Dee.
The caller dropped. Anyhow,
hey, Dee,
so you know
listening.
What? I just challenge everyone to just try to exercise your right By just trying to at least, like I said, stay abreast in the political process. For me, again, I'll reiterate, I can resonate with, like I said, many of the opinions and views on both sides. I have to say that in all honesty. And like I said, I believe there's good and bad in everybody. There's good and bad in every race or whatever, Democratic race. I think it doesn't matter. There's good and bad in everything. So I can definitely, like I said, relate to some things, although, again, there are many I don't agree with, you know what I mean? However, I think that we can all agree on one thing, though, right? Well, here's one thing we can all agree on, and that is implementing policies that will not keep taxing people. I know we all have to pay our taxes. That's the two things that are guaranteed in life. What they say, death and taxes. We know that. That's elementary. We know that. But there are some things I believe that could be orchestrated and strategized a little bit more. It's just diplomatically, if you will, logically. And of course, you know, I don't know. It's just something. But what's interesting to me, I noticed in the candidates, Trump is trailing Cruz, okay? And Hillary is trailing Bernie Sanders, okay? I don't know. It looked like it's going to be Trump and Cruz. Rubio is behind Trump. And, of course, I take that back. Cruz is behind Trump. Rubio is behind Cruz and then Kasich. So I don't know. We will see. But what's interesting to me is that, Trump is listed as, you know, everybody else, like Cruz is a U.S. Senator. Kasich is governor, Rubio's a senator. Trump is a real estate mogul. Interesting. Anyway, here's the deal, guys. Here's one thing we can all agree on is this. Policies that will not keep taxing the people, at least the middle class, the working poor, the seniors, our veterans, people who are in a classified group. How can we not focus on the quality of life for others? How can we not? I mean, why do people have to be dirt poor, again, in order to get help, to propel them ahead? Why not just help elevate them before they fall? Let's put things in place to help them stay above water, keep our heads above water, okay? Sometimes, this is just my own personal opinion, you know, I've lived long enough to earn this opinion. I feel that we, the people, sometimes are under this system or being exploited in this nation, you know. And as a result, again, it seemed like the rich get richer, the poor get poor. They say go to school, get an education. How many of us do that and we can't find jobs? We can barely pay off our student loans, you know. So I don't know. Bernie Sanders says that, you know, if he's elected, then he's going to focus on things like affordable college. He's going to make the health care reform it more, I don't know, and to where we're not being taxed and all our money is not being taken at the end of the year. I don't know. He's talking about reforming the justice system, the criminal justice system, and higher wages for everyone so that we can live. I don't know. He's talking the quality of life, and I think that's what we should focus on as, you know, people of the United States, if you will. I mean, we're the people, so, you know, and our vote should matter. I personally, you know, I encourage you guys, I would like to hope that you will get out and vote and do your research, and just make sure that you choose someone who really care genuinely about life, the quality of life. it's just so much that I would like to share with you. This, of course, this is a 30-minute show, and so we can only I can only put in so much and just try to condense everything into one series, at least so that you guys can just kind of articulate what I'm saying here. So, anyways, we're looking at about 5 minutes. This is Keeping It 100, Real Talk One-on-One with You series, and I am D-Love. Guys, we got some show. I got something for you guys lined up, so hang in there with me. I have a guest who will be on the show in a couple weeks, and, of course, she will be sharing some new do-it-yourself beauty treatments, do-it-yourself in your kitchen, to just kind of get you ready for that spring and summer that's coming up and everything, you know. Who don't want to look good? I don't care how old you get, you know. But let me tell you something right now. If you keep working like a dog and not seeing no profit and not getting a return on your investment, you're going to have to do it yourself in your kitchen, because you ain't going to be able to get out there and buy nothing. So we got to make sure that we're getting the right people in office who will help offer us change. You know, what I liked some of the campaign mantras that our candidates are saying, like Hillary, she said something about fight for us. You know, she's got that sign out there. You know, President Obama had change. It's just so interesting. It's almost like marketing, guys. Fight for us. And then Bernie Sanders has a future to believe in. Which one attracts you more? Fight for us or a future to believe in? Hey, we're talking about the future, guys. We're living in the now, but if you live long enough, you're going to be living into the future. And I like both mantras. It's just funny how they, you know, it's funny how they come up with their campaign messages. It's almost like the Super Bowl, Super Bowl, you know, entertainment messages that come on television or whatever you call them. It's like, it's so funny. But anyways, guys, it's been wonderful. Make sure to go on my page and just check out some of the previous program we've had to date. Certainly working on more interesting topics to bring to you. And feel free to call in anytime, just with any topics you may have. I hope the caller's listening, and I wish you would have called back. I certainly would have love to hear what you had to say or comment on what we're talking about today. Keeping It 100, Real Talk One-on-One with you. This is D-Love. And, guys, hey, thanks for listening. All my Twitter fans, you guys, well, I mean, you guys are really loving this. I thank you. I thank my LinkedIn friends, connections. Also, Facebook, you guys rock as well. Keep it moving. Make sure you take this link. Share it with your friends. Also, I hope you guys enjoyed the last show, Spirituals. I hope you guys enjoyed it. It was wonderful. You know, we had a great prayer time. And just feel free to take that and you know, you can just download it to your files and just get into the Word and just soak up some time with God. It was so wonderful. I got a lot of feedback from that. People emailing me, messaging me, and saying, wow, that was awesome. So I'm glad that you guys are truly enjoying the show. Certainly appreciate you guys being with me. This is D-Love, Real Talk One-on-One with you. It's been great. I will certainly wrap up this Keeping It 100, Real Talk One-on-One with you. I want to bring you guys some phenomenal facts. I mean, it's just some good information just to keep you thinking and keep your mind just marinated on some of the things that are and just kind of help you to just keep your eyes open. You know, because this is real, guys. This is real. This is real. This is no joke. You know, this is real issues, real people, and real challenges. So thank you so much for joining me. It's been wonderful sharing with you. I am D-Love, your host, and you guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Peace out. Keeping It 100 with Tank.
up if you're able. 100, give another real me, even if it kills me. 100.